Hey, it's Greg. Thanks for checking out Toronto Today for October the 6th. Well, this is, I don't know, bucket list? I don't know. Did I want this to happen before I died? I don't know if my life would be incomplete if it hadn't, but I'm happy it did. And his album, new album, is called So Happy It Hurts. A Canadian rock legend, Bryan Adams, joined Toronto Today. Fresh off a Toronto tour stop, but he's coming back through Southern Ontario. He's going up to Ottawa, Kingston, back here, Oshawa, St. Catharines, Kitchener, Peterborough, no less. Let's go, Peterborough. Road trip. But Bryan Adams talked about coming back to live music, how he's always never complained about playing live, how he's always wanted to stay busy and productive. A wide-ranging, long-form chat. We put a lot more on this digital entity than we were able to air because of how long Bryan and I talked for. So it's right here, Bryan Adams and Greg Brady on Toronto Today. Like saying that. Well, you're catching some of the title track from album number 15. No one plans to make 15 albums, and very few have, but he's on the line with us right now. That's the title track, So Happy It Hurts, and fresh off playing Scotiabank Arena. He's going to storm through a lot of other venues in Southern Ontario. Once he gets back from Ottawa and Kingston, we'll tell you where he's going to be. It's Canadian music legend Bryan Adams. It's great to have you here. You're rolling all the way through. This reminds me of the Waking Up the Neighbors tour. You're playing everywhere. You're playing all these hockey arenas, and you're doing it at a really great time of year. Beautiful weather in the fall. We're happy to have it.
Thanks. Yeah, it's great to be back doing it. And we're doing it in kind of a different way because we're doing it over 3 months. So we do like 2 weeks, take a couple weeks off, come back for a couple of weeks. So it sort of prolongs it. But yeah, it does remind me of Waking Up the Neighbors.
That's cool. I'm willing. I'm eager to ask you about the shows and what's planned. We come in, as I said, with So Happy It Hurts. That's clearly a song, and maybe it's a whole album that I don't like. Is it a fair thing to say it's inspired by the pandemic and our response to it and our emotions about it? Is it?
Nah.
Can you make it without it?
I don't want to give that pandemic even 1 second of air. Okay.
Good for you.
So forget that. It's a song. It's an uplifting song. And it's just how I was feeling. I've actually had that sort of title rolling around for a while. And it was during the whole time off that I put this album together. And so, yeah, it's heavily Canadian influence. I don't know if you noticed the lyrics, you know. So it's right, you know, driving down Canada One, yeah. Rocky Mountains in the rearview mirror. It's all about getting out and being back in freedom. So, yeah, it's a perfect song. It's a perfect song for this tour.
Yeah, love it. It's a great theme for it. I love, you opened 3 years ago with Ultimate Love, and I love that also. You inject the new stuff. You don't stop everybody and say, hey, here's something new. Go buy a $9 beer or a $12 beer. You want people to like where Ultimate Love was. That was on a playlist for me the next day after that show. Like that hits that. I know that was on the album before the last one, but that hits with people.
Thanks. Well, we open up the show tonight with a song called Kick Ass.
That's right. That's right. Also now Mom's in the video for So Happy It Hurts. Had that come close to coming? I don't think we expected to see her in Cuts Like a Knife or Run to You, but if we, was there an almost moment with Mom in a video for one of your songs before?
You know, my mother's 94 and she's not traveling anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I figured that she can't be at the shows and she'd love to be. So instead of her being at the show's going to be with her. And so she's in the video and she sort of features in the show when the song plays. And yeah, it's just great to have her involved. And, you know, she's a natural ham. So it was easy to get her in the video.
Do you remember the very first gig she came to with you playing? And did it add that extra layer of nerves?
I don't actually remember, to be honest. It was such a long time ago. But, you know, she's been there. And, you know, it's great that she's still as bright as she is. I mean, it's you know, to live to 94 is something.
Yeah, we'd all sign up for it. That's great news. Brian Adams is our guest on Toronto Today on 640 Toronto. By the way, next week in Kitchener on the Tuesday night at the Odd, legendary old arena there, a newer arena in Oshawa on the 12th, and over to London on the weekend for Saturday night at Budweiser Gardens. Yeah, I mentioned that tour. You two are waking up the neighbors. And I'll tell you, the big thing people think, and this is true, and you've probably seen this happen, an artist gets so successful that he won't, or the band won't, or she won't. The like smaller town people, I grew up in London, and they think, well, we won't see that person in our town again. I'm a teenager, but then I'm a Western student. And when you two are waking up the neighbors, we're pretty damn excited because you're playing Sudbury and you're playing up in the Sioux and you're playing London. Like, that probably occurred to you. I've got to stay connected to these communities.
Well, that's where I started out. I mean, I started out not in the arenas, but in the small towns playing in the bars. So, you know, the fact that we can still get up there and do it on such an amazing scale, I just want everyone to see the show. So it's a little bit about being back to your roots, but it's also about getting the music to the people.
Does that take some push from you? Do you ever hear from people saying, nah, why would you play there? Like, why would you play here?
No. I mean, people generally are pretty enthusiastic as far as I can tell. So, I do get sort of international, sort of notes saying, when are you going to play my country? You know, I mean, for example, I put a thing on my Instagram yesterday saying, I put a thing up on my Instagram saying, you know, Toronto, look forward to seeing you tonight. Well, if you look at the comments on it, it's all like, hey, when are you going to play Turkey? When are you playing South Africa?
Yeah. Well, you probably got analytics now, like a sports team or a political campaign that can tell you, you know, well, you know, guys, we haven't been to Portugal in ages. Lisbon's awesome. Why haven't we been there in 5 years? You probably can suss that out.
Well, it helps to be reminded. But getting back to Canada, it's just great to be playing all these places. And it's always, always exciting.
Brian Adams is our guest. The album out earlier this year, obviously, is So Happy It Hurts. You've never taken playing live for granted. I've never seen you kind of bitch about it. And I think that's awesome. It. I'm sure there's wear and tear. I'm sure there's times where you're like, I need a year. I need two. But probably after, again, all this, which you referenced, getting back out is now none of us take it for granted. None of us take going to a show for granted anymore. And we will never will again.
I think you're right. However, one thing I want to say about your comment about taking a year off, I never really wanted to do that because I tour in such a way that I don't make it boring for myself. By taking time off in between tours, so, you know, let's say we play North America for the summertime or we play Canada up into Christmas time, the next year, you know, there'll be 2 or 3 weeks off or a month off before we start again somewhere else. So it's always about getting back home as well, because everybody has families and everyone has people they want to be with. So if you just stayed out and you were in hotels all the time, then it would literally drive everyone nuts. But the fact that we do break it up and give everybody a bit of a life, you know, I mean, when I suggested this to my manager 25 years ago, he said, everyone's going to leave you. No one's going to want to work like that. I said, okay, well, then we'll find other people that did. One person left.
Yeah.
Everybody's here with me. Everyone that started with me is still on tour with me.
Well, two, I'm guessing if you go from Reckless to Into the Fire to Neighbors, you're like those tours take so Reckless, you're probably on the road for 22 months. And then you want to get the album right the next time out. So it's not like no one thinks in your mid 20s with all that run after Reckless that you want to be on a beach for 14 months. You want to be doing the work. You're out there.
Well, I think when you work as a musician, you get to a certain level. When you get there, you want to keep going. You don't want to suddenly think, oh, well, you know, I've got there, then just forget it, go and do something else. No, you want to do it. You want to carry on. You want to do the next thing and the next thing. And for me, it's always been about the next thing. And it's always been about being a live musician, because that's where I started. I started, like I said earlier, it started playing in the clubs and the bars and just slowly, you know, crawled myself out of the wreckage and, you know, got to the better shitty clubs.
Which are now our hockey arenas. It's okay to say.
And now it's arenas. So, you know, you got to keep working. And so, yeah, it's exciting. And what's really exciting is to be able to reinvent the tour every time and create something that's, you know, different. So, for example, we played 2018, 2019 here in Ontario. Yeah. We're back now, nearly 3 or 4 years later. The whole show is completely different. It's a completely new light show. We've got, you know, some other little surprises. There's some new tunes. It's trying to reinvent that stuff, you know, to make the show more interesting and exciting. That's the challenge.
Brian Adams is kind enough to join us on Toronto today. It never seems like you were just going to play shows. You probably have bands and you're like, like Fleetwood Mac, I just want to go see, especially with Lindsey Buckingham and the band, I just want to go see them. And if there's new songs, great. But it always felt like to me from the outside, you would keep making music because that happens, right? Some bands, some solo artists, they get back together maybe after a breakup and they're like, what do we do? Do we just tour or do we make music? And I don't judge, but my perception is that's not you. Your catalog would allow you to play hits, but you want to feel invigorated with new stuff.
Guess what?
Go ahead.
I've made 4 albums this year. I put out So Happy It Hurts. I put out Pretty Woman, the musical. And I've done 2 albums called Classic, which are re-recordings of my original hits. And it's all out there. And I've just been working in the studio the whole time. It's been an incredibly creative time. And there's more coming.
So you can't relate not to doing it. A band going out, not having made a new song in 10, 12 years.
Well, I can't relate to that, but that doesn't mean that that's the way other people work. You know, everyone has their own sort of their own way of doing things. You know, my thing is just to keep going.
You seem to love talking to other musicians about about your craft. One of the best things I heard this year, and I love the podcast, is the thing Gary Kemp's doing with Guy is the Rock on Tours. I heard you on.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Holy cow. It's such a good pod. I'm glad you chose to do that. It was one of the best listens I had this summer.
Oh, thanks. No, they're clever and they're musicians, so they get it, you know. In fact, I think when I talked to them, they were on tour somewhere. They were both somewhere else in different locations. And I think I was in Sweden or something. So, you know, we were all on tour at the time and we're all talking. I mean, listen, musicians we have our own language and we all understand what's going on. So when you get 3 musicians talking about music, you're going to get something.
It was great. Spandau got back together and they played here at Massey Hall in Toronto. And it was just so good. And you can tell again, like imagine not being able to do what you can't do because of personal conflict, this and that. And when they reunited, I know they're sort of split again, but I'm telling you, it was just one of those magic nights at Massey Hall. And there've been many there, obviously. I know, you know, the venue really well.
Oh yeah. I was just there for the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
That's right. That's right. Hey, playing an album all the way through. You did that with Reckless all through Canada. I love it. Was it fun? I saw Peter Gabriel do it. I love seeing bands and artists do that. Was it fun to do? Is that sort of your idea and say, why not? It's an anniversary. It's, it helps define who I was, who I became. Let's do it.
Those sort of things come up on anniversaries. But this year we just played 3 nights at the Royal Albert Hall. In London, and we did 3 different albums on 3 different nights. So we did Cuts Like a Knife in its entirety, then we did another hour of music, and then we did Into the Fire in its entirety, then we did another hour of music, then we did Waking Up the Neighbors in its entirety, and then we did another hour of music. So we're thinking of going back again next year and doing 3 more albums. And we filmed it as well. So the answer is yes, it's great to do that. And fans really like it too, because it is about the songs that everyone knows. It's about digging deep into the record and seeing how these songs work live. And for us, a lot of those songs, I don't think I even ever played them live.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like 18 songs on Waking Up the Neighbors. and I don't think there was songs like Vanishing and I don't think we ever played them, but man, looking back now and playing them today was incredible, because was able to, you know, I don't know, it just seemed easier now than it would have sort of, 20 years ago.
Well, it's a personal story. My best friend lives in Greenwich, and he was best man at my wedding, and we're broadcasting colleagues. He came to a camp in Parry Sound as a counselor, and I was playing tennis and learning about radio there. So we had planned pre all the stuff that happened since he said, let's go to one of these shows. Would you fly over? And I said, well, I want to see the End of the Fire show. I was 15 when that came out. I love that album. He wants to go to You Want It, You Got It. And because of COVID and blah, 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 blah. He made the show, You Want It, You Got It, but I didn't make it over. So I would have loved to have seen that album in its entirety. But we had plans. We had plans, Brian.
Well, next year we'll be doing Royal Albert Hall, and we'll probably be doing You Want It, You Got It, 18 Till I Die, and perhaps, this is just in discussion now, the Unplugged album.
That's big. That's a big news drop.
I was thinking of seeing if I could convince Hans Zimmer to do Spirit.
Spirit.
But, yeah.
Brian Adams is in Kitchener next week. Oshawa, Kitchener Tuesday, Oshawa Wednesday, London Saturday, back around our area to Peterborough after he goes up to Sudbury. It's such a pleasure having you on. I love how direct you come. I love what you have been doing this year, being out and playing these shows for us here. And we've missed live music so much, and we've missed Brian Adams shows so much. So thanks for taking the time to do all this today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
I'll be seeing you in Oshawa next Wednesday, as a matter of fact.
Look forward to it, man. Thanks a lot.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.